At least 13 deaths have been blamed on a huge storm that dropped snow and ice on parts of the Midwest and Northeast. There were accidents along roads from Kentucky to Maine, and power was out in some areas, making for a very cold Valentine's Day. Ryan Mann of North Country Public Radio reports.
Mid-afternoon, a weary Dale Tyler was squeezing his massive snowplow through the narrow streets of Saranac Lake, New York.
When we get these storms like this, we usually just keep going around and around and around, just keep plowing.
The snow in the road was already so deep in places that it surged over the top of his blade like an ocean breaker. On the steep, icy hills, even Tyler's specially designed truck began to founder.
Every time I start sliding backwards, my heart goes to my throat.
Tyler was part of a massive response across the Northeast. Fortunately, there was plenty of advanced warning as the storm swept across the country. 24 hours before the first flakes fell, New York Governor Eliot Spitzer activated the National Guard.
We're worried with heavy snow, biting wind, and very cold temperatures, there will be people who will be caught outside if their cars get stranded in circumstances that are really life-threatening, and so we will have the National Guard along with state police on the thruway and other roads.
Thousands of schools and businesses shut down in advance of the storm. State workers in Pennsylvania and Vermont were told to stay home. Maine's governor declared a state of emergency to ensure a steady supply of heating oil. In Burlington, Vermont, National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Whittier said one thing making this storm particularly treacherous was the wind, with 35-mile-an-hour gusts.
I drove into work around 2:30, and it was whiteout conditions. Snow drifts are everywhere. In fact, I just went and cleared off my car to move it into an inside garage here at the airport, and I had 5-foot drifts on my car.
Police reported hundreds of serious accidents from Ohio to Maine. In northern New York, a long stretch of I-87 between New York and Montreal was closed because tractor trailers and cars were bogged down in 2 feet of snow.
The snow fell at such a rate that there was just no way to keep it open. You know, it started at 3 o'clock. It was snowing about 3 inches an hour.
Don Jaquis is with the Emergency Services Response Team in Essex County, New York. Late Wednesday night, police and fire crews were still trying to block interstate on-ramps, struggling to convince drivers to stay off roads and highways.
The big problem is tractor trailers. One at milepost marker 109 is off the road. That person has been seriously injured. And so basically, the road conditions are really bad.
Airports across the region also canceled hundreds of flights or were shut down completely. The storm was expected to hurt restaurants and flower shops looking for Valentine's Day customers. But Edwin Zuniga, who was selling roses outside New York's Grand Central Station, said his customers were braving the weather.
The roses are still selling, you know. People are still out here. This is New York, so regardless of the weather, they're still out here.
Marion Schwartz was meeting her niece in Midtown Manhattan. She said maybe going out on this winter day wasn't such a great idea.
Slushy, dirty, wet, slippery, and nasty.
Many schools and businesses are expected to remain closed today as the region digs out from the storm. Meteorologist Scott Whittier says this morning's commute could be tough.
We could be looking at what we call ground blizzard conditions, where it may not be snowing much, but it's just the winds with the snow causing whiteout in those levels.
Officials say it could be days before some rural roads are cleared. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.